It's the opening night for Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And we have Bill Hutton here, right?
Hello, yes.
And Bill, I'm told that you were in the Broadway show.
The original show, yes.
And what did you, who were you in the original show?
I was Joseph.
You were Joseph. So you wore the dream coat.
I was Jacob's favorite son.
You know, it's funny. I've seen the show years ago on Broadway and enjoyed it. But it's probably about 10 or 15 years ago, Michael Berkeley bought the show to hear when he was with Triarts. And I went back and saw it two or three times. I guess in aging, I just had this wonderful feeling about the show. The second time I saw it, that just has stayed with me forever. It really is. You know, they always say, you know, you come out of a show and you know it's successful if you're tapping or singing a song, but also if you feel sky high.
Correct.
And I think that's what Joseph does to people.
It's the ultimate feel-good show. It really is. It just... people see it. There's so much different music. There's not, you know, there's country western, there's the pastiche, there's, you know, it's just, and I love Andrew Lloyd Webber's music anyway, but it just makes people feel good.
So how did it feel when you got the part?
Well, that was pretty crazy. I was actually shooting a TV film in New York City. Using the offices of a company called Theater Now, which had been a general manager for a musical that I had done a couple of years earlier called Festival. So we were in town shooting, but they were using their offices as the set for that day. And I went up to say hello to people, even though I wasn't working on the show that day. And the producers of Joseph, the women, were there because they were the general managers for Joseph as well. And we both went down at the same time. And we got on the elevator, and they were just chittering, chattering. And they said, oh, gosh, we need somebody who looks like an angel, who acts like an angel, sings like an angel. And I go, oh, goodness, what do I say something? Do I say, hello? And so I did. I actually turned around. And I said, I don't know what you're looking for, but my name is Bill Hutton. They know me here at the Theater Now. And if you can't find what you're looking for, look me up. And so they did. I was living out in L.A. at the time. They came and auditioned me there. And Zeb Buffman was one of the other producers. And he wasn't so crazy about me. So he sent four other guys back. And when the ladies found out that he wasn't bringing me back, he said, they demanded that I get on a plane and come in and audition for the role, and I got it. I mean, it was crazy.
Did that open up other doors for you? Sometimes roles can open doors and also close doors for us.
Close every door, as they say in this show. It is interesting because when I did Joseph, I was 32. And you think of, I mean, I looked like I was probably 22 or 18. But so it was an odd juxtaposition to be in, to know that you're getting on in life and you're playing this teeny bopper sort of thing. But it didn't really hold me back. I got tired of New York, for living in New York, from being from Los Angeles. So I picked up the tour and took it back to L.A., and stayed there, and subsequently started running a theater in West Hollywood and developing shows for myself. And it was a wonderful time, you know.
Did you enjoy working for yourself? Even though when you're developing shows, you're not really working for yourself, but you are. You're directing what you want to do.
Correct. Well, I was working for a production company who then developed the lead producer of the production company was my manager and also Gregory Harrison's manager. And so he found this property called The Wrong Box and got the rights from Warner Brothers. And Larry Gelbart, who wrote MASH.
Yeah.
I mean, just a hysterical, wonderful writer. And we tried out the piece. It worked. It was great. And then something happened. Something got in the way. Frank had to go to Mexico or something. We were shooting films down there. And everybody was afraid to leave it in anybody else's hands, and it just sort of never went anywhere. But it's still a hysterical, great movie. Tony Papenfuss, I don't know if you remember him from Bob Newhart's show.
Oh, yeah.
The two brothers had the same name. What was it? Brian and Brian?
Something Daryl and Daryl.
Daryl and Daryl. He was in it and created this incredible character. So I keep thinking we should go back and look at that again. But now, of course, Larry Gelbart's gone. And, someday.
So now, what have you enjoyed most? Did you enjoy being live on Broadway? Do you enjoy being behind the scenes more, developing, creating things for other people?
I certainly like being in the limelight. You know, I like being center stage, and that was great fun. But it's also, learning other parts of the business. I mean, when you're in theater, and particularly smaller theaters like this, you kind of have to do almost anything and everything that needs to be done. When I was running that theater in West Hollywood, which was, a part of the production company, sometimes you had to clean the toilets. I mean, it's just, that's the way it goes. But finding talent for, revivals, because we did a revival of so many things, Women Behind Bars, and there's one about, it takes place at a boys' school, and the boys get murdered. It's just, and we did a revival of Bent, but finding those actors, and of course out in Los Angeles, you have a lot of film and television actors who want to, keep their talents going and keep active in the acting biz, not just going to classes. And so they were always looking for roles, and so we had some big people doing small little theaters, 99-seat theaters.
Well, that's just part of the thing that moves, I think, what makes theater so great, is there's so many different ways it can be presented, small, medium, large, pieces that nobody's ever heard of, that you initially develop that become something great. But did you ever have anything like when you were Joseph happen to you again, where you were that center stage?
On Broadway and that kind of Tony nomination and all that stuff? No, it never happened again. It's like, when I grew tired of the rigmarole of New York and the gruffness, because that was, back in the 80s. Now it's a little bit nicer now than it was then. Late 70s and the 80s, it was still kind of a tricky place.
Oh, it's a tough place.
Yeah. And so I said, I think I just need to get out of New York, because it's making me angry. It's making me not the person that I was. And I said to myself, you got here once before, you'll make it again. Well, it didn't happen.
But still, that's part of the journey. I know myself, I started off in radio and I did everything. I did midnight shifts, I did midday shifts, I did overnight, I did traffic reports, and I did everything I could to keep working. And I kept working in all different aspects, and eventually, 30-some years later, I found a partner and we started a string of radio stations, because it's what I like to do.
Correct.
And now I enjoy far behind being behind the scenes, putting everything together with my partner and putting out a broad thing. But I think the journey that we take, and it's probably the same as you, it's just part of your everyday life, what you do. It's not like you're going to a job.
Correct. Particularly, yes, when you're running a theater, like I said, it all falls on you. If somebody doesn't do it, you're doing it.
You have a favorite scene in Joseph?
Oh, yeah. I know it's it's a minor sort of thing, but it is one of my favorite moments in the entire piece. Is when I'm reunited with the brothers, and you know, when I reveal myself to them that I am their long lost brother, who they probably thought was dead. And then from that point on, where the father comes back and the whole family is reunited, it's glorious. It just brings tears to my eyes.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is running at the Sharon Playhouse at sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469. You've been listening to the original. The original Joseph from Broadway. Thanks for stopping by and saying hello to us.
You're very welcome.